Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, my name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast, and this week I'm talking about how and why I love this country, and why I'm so happy and proud to live here, and why I'm a patriot. Say it in the main body, but I'm going to say it again here because it's important. I think every American, sometime in their life, growing up, they should have to live in another country for a month or two or a year. They would realize how good we got here and how lucky they are to be here. Anyway, I'm just going over a few things that I wanted to talk about as far as why I love this country. And there's probably a lot more that I didn't think of. And there's probably a lot more that my listeners can think of. But it's just a starter. It's like a lot of things that we have in this country that we take for granted sometimes. And I just kind of wanted to talk about it. Thanks for listening. So this week I'm going to talk about why I'm so happy to be an American. You know, you hear a lot of people whinging and griping and complaining, and I don't get this, I don't get that, I want this, I want that, somebody owes me this, somebody owes me that, I'm entitled to this, I'm entitled to that. I think every American needs to go live in a foreign country for at least a month, sometime during the early part of their life. Because we got it so good here, we don't even know it, and that's sad. But this week I'm going to go over a couple things that just make me glad that I'm an American. We're the freest country on the planet. We have individual liberty. We have freedom of speech and religion and press. We have free and fair elections. We have the freest people on the planet. We have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the first two of which are so important. The first, of course, being freedom of speech. We can say whatever we want here. We can talk about anything, and that's got its good side and its bad side. We hear a lot of stuff, like I was just saying, of people complaining and people going crazy, and you see, you know, we have freedom of expression. You see people wearing the weirdest stuff and their hair different colors, and, you know, all that's fine. It's all good. Everybody gets to do whatever they want to do, and that's perfect. And the Second Amendment, we can keep and bear arms in this country. We can have a gun. I got some guns. Everybody can have one if they want it. And what's important about that? Well, it keeps the government from getting too crazy, kind of like it is now. So maybe it's time we get the guns out. But anyway, we have, besides that, our Constitution gives us the freedom of religion. We can worship any way we want to. And once again, that could be good or bad. I saw a meme on X just today about these Arabs who were doing their thing where they get on their knees and bend over and stuff like that. And they were doing it on an airplane, which meant nobody else could get up and walk around if they wanted to. These guys were, I mean, there was like 10 of them. All up and down the aisle. All that's good. Freedom of religion, that's great. You can do whatever religion you want to here, but you can't let your religion dump on anybody else. You just flat for any reason, anything besides religion. All of our freedoms have just, people should know that you can't do it to the point where someone else is injured by it. So, and we've got the rule of law. Our judicial system is second to none. It's been beat up a lot lately in the last few years, but it's still the best in the world. If you do something bad here, you're going to get punished. We're an economic powerhouse. We have a massive, dynamic economy fueling global trade and innovation. We're the biggest economy on the planet, by far. Number two is China, and we're almost double them. It's like $17 trillion to $27 trillion. You know, there's people saying, oh, China's going to take over. They're going to be the powerhouse of the world. Could happen. Probably not in my lifetime. They got a long ways to go to catch us, let alone pass us. And so we're the biggest. And that's a good thing. There's a lot of advantages to that. We have a technological edge. It's the birthplace of the internet and the smartphone and AI. And we have modern giants like SpaceX and Apple. And over the years, since the beginning, you know, we're the innovation hub. We're home to pioneers like Bell, Edison, and Ford. I mean, it's always been a place you can come and let the freedom here allow you to do whatever you want to do, and it creates great things. We have military strength. We're the world's most powerful military in manpower, resources, and technology. There's others come close, but not even really close. There's some countries may have like more tanks than we do, but they don't have the whole package. They don't have the manpower, soldiers, and the resources that we have, and the technology. Yeah, there's a lot of them knocking at the door, but they still haven't caught us. We've got the strongest military, period. We have natural resources here. And they're beautiful. We have vast landscapes. We got the fertile farmland. And we have energy reserves. We're second most arable land after India. And that's a lot. I mean, even if we're not number one, we're number two. And it's not that much more in India. So we have a lot of farmland here. And there's talk now about other countries buying up our farmland. That ain't going to stick. One of the great things about Donald Trump being president is he's going to make sure that farmland comes back to us and we have farmers here farming it. So we have the greatest entertainment. We got Hollywood. We got music. We got sports. You know, they say European football, what we call soccer, is the most watched sport on the planet. Well, yeah, because almost every country has soccer teams. We're the only one with football, with American football. And it's huge. So we have it all. We've got Hollywood. A lot of people are saying Hollywood hasn't had anything great in the last several years. Yeah, we still do. We still produce great movies. And over the years, we've created some of the greatest movies ever. And it's awesome. We have music. Rock and roll, you know, started in England but flourished here. Jazz started here. And it's worldwide. We have country. We got the Nashville. Best country music produced in the world right there. And box office. We got the biggest box office sales of any country. So, and we have a can-do attitude. We have a culture of resistance and entrepreneurship and optimism. We can do anything here. That's been questioned lately too, but that's coming back. I have total faith that we are going to get that back. But John Kennedy, President Kennedy, said by the end of the decade, we're going to the moon. Who in their right mind would have ever thought, yeah, we can get a human from this planet to the moon and bring them back safely? Who could think that and go, yeah, we can do that? Well, United States, that's who. We got a man on the moon. We fulfilled that promise. We got a man on the moon before the end of the decade. We have natural beauty here. Now, I've been to every state in the contiguous 48, and every state has something beautiful in it. We've got, you know, the Grand Canyons. We got the Yellowstone. And some of the most stunning landscapes. I've been to other countries too, and the other countries have beautiful things too, but we've got the whole package here. You can have anything. You can have beaches. You can have mountains. You can have prairie. It's all here, and it's right here for us to enjoy. And we have the freedom to be able to enjoy it if we ever want to. Global influence. I remember we had a Japanese student stay with us for a year. It was a foreign exchange program, and I was talking to her, and she said, yeah, everybody wants to come to America. When they put out the questionnaire through this American Field Service, they said, where do you want to go? Everybody said America. They like our stuff. They like our clothes. They like our everything. We've influenced the entire planet on the way we do stuff here because people just like it. We have opportunity here more than any other country on the planet by far. The American dream is still relevant here. You can be nobody and be one of the richest guys in the world, or maybe even the richest guy in the world. It's been, you know, the American dream has been beat up a lot lately, but, you know, still your chances of success, especially financial, are better here than anywhere else on the planet. We have democratic ideals, you know, checks and balances. We make sure that each branch of the government has control over the other branch so that no single branch can take off and go crazy. And we also have the ability for individuals, citizens, to be able to ensure that they don't get run over by the government. Now, some people think right now we have been run over by the government, and to some extent that's true, but we can get it back, and we're gonna. And it's because of the way the Constitution was written. The people, by voting, decide who gets into government. It's been corrupted a lot lately, but we're going to get it back. We're definitely going to get it back. One person, one vote. It's going to happen. So we also have scientific leadership. You know, like I said, we landed on the moon. We pushed the boundaries in medical and tech. AI, depends on who you talk to, we may not be number one, but we probably will be if we're not already in AI. You know, we got Elon Musk. He's very interested in space exploration and artificial intelligence and other things. We win, hands down, actually, in all those things. We have patriotism here. Sadly, there's a lot of people now that are dissing the United States, which nobody ever should. You're so lucky to live here and you don't even know it, but you should never diss this country. But the good news is the majority, as we've found out recently, we have a lot of patriots in this country, people who believe in this country, people who will live and die for this country. And it's a good thing. And it's going to get bigger. I mean, people are going to be going, well, yeah, I should be pro-United States instead of whining and griping about how horrible it is here. You know, my opinion is, if you hate it here, leave. And here's what will happen. If that would ever happen, which it won't, because everybody's too chicken shit to go leave this country. But if they did, they'd be back in a year or two or less going, why did I ever think it was going to be better somewhere else? It's not. And if you're hurting here, it's not because of this country. It's because of you. If you don't like what's happening here, you change you. Don't try to change the country. Country's fine just the way it is. And we're the most charitable country on the planet. We give more than any other country to others in this country and to other countries. And we have entrepreneurial spirit. I kind of talked about that a little bit before. But we're a nation that encourages risk-taking and business growth and innovation. It's inherent in the companies in this country. We want to be the best. We have a drive. We have a desire to be the best. And we have energy and people who want to see that happen. And it's happening. It has been for over 200 years now. So I'm proud to be an American. I love this country. I would not ever even entertain the idea or especially say that I would want to leave here and go somewhere else. No, this is the best. We are so lucky. Every single person within this country is so lucky to be here. And a lot of them don't even know it. So yeah, I want to say that again. Every person in this country ought to be forced to live in another country of their choice for a month or two or whatever, and they would find out. It didn't get any better in here. And if you don't like it, change yourself. Thanks for listening.